What's good? Thank you for tuning in to my show, the Mr. Whirlpool Show. I'm your host, JD. You can call me Jonathan. You can follow me on my social media sites at Mr. Whirlpool. That's with a W-H-U-R-L-P-O-O-L. We're going to be starting our show pretty soon. And I'm getting started with our subjects. Let's go.
Good morning. I'm your host, JD, Jonathan Dunlap. This is the Mr. Whirlpool Podcast Show. I appreciate you all tuning in with me this beautiful morning. I'm glad to, be alive and awake on this beautiful Friday morning. It is February the 5th, 2021. And this is the Mr. Whirlpool Podcast Show. You can follow me on all my social medias at Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Medium.com, and Twitch.tv at Mr. Whirlpool, W-H-U-R-L-P-O-O-L. And then follow me, hit me up on YouTube, subscribe, hit the notification button, leave a comment, review at YouTube, Jonathan Dunlap, J-O-N-A-T-H-A-N-D-U-N-L-A-P. And I appreciate y'all tuning in on this beautiful morning. Like I said, it's been a minute, a couple weeks since I posted. I know before the inauguration, I ain't posted since then. And so congrats Kamala Harris and congrats on Joe Biden for the presidency. There's been a lot of stuff going on lately. And I've been missing it. I've been missing in action. And if it's my fans, my listeners, y'all probably wondering, like, did I quit or where I went to? I ain't quit. I just went through life. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes I just, go through some stuff myself in this personal life that we all kind of go through, that we all need to, it just happens and now I can be back on it. And I had to move some stuff around. I had to, get my life together. I have technical difficulties at some points. It'd be like that. But we're going to get back to the entertainment part about this, podcast show. And there's been a lot of stuff going on for real. I had wrote down some notes. And about the T.I. situation. It was something about, man, just so much. You know what I'm saying? So much. One of my friends, they wanted him to tell me, talk about, why do we fear calling out of work so much? And for me, I mean, my situation different. I can't, there ain't too much I can do to call out of work. But I know for a regular job, calling out of work is like sometimes stressful. Or for some people, it's stressful. They don't like calling out of work. Or they fear calling out of work because of the consequences. I think it's the consequence that we feel like we'll face if we call out of work too much and things like that. And things that we'll face if we call out of work too much. And I think that's what's the problem with us. We fear the consequences of not having money, living in a society where you always need money to do everything. And just as an adult, you get older, you get, the more you need it, harder it is to maintain and to make it. You know what I'm saying? And for some of us, it's easier than others. I feel like depends on what job you got, what career field you go into, that's very important. And for the children, the job, have and stuff, make sure you focus them in the right direction towards jobs to make a lot of money in the future. Technical companies are taking over. And things like that. But calling out of work, like I said, just based on consequences. I feel like you fear calling out of work if you don't love your job. If you depend on your job is your soul priority, well, making money. And I wish I could just speak to every black person when they hear me when I said this. You need more than one source of income. You need more than one source of income. If you ain't got more than one source of income working for you, then you tripping. If that's making music, if that's making a podcast show, if that's doing photography, if that's online stock photography, if that's an Instagram page or OnlyFans account, whatever it takes to get you that secondary source, third source of money, you need to be out there making more than one source of money. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, ain't no point for you to be having one source of money so when your job fail, you fail. You know what I'm saying? That's poor planning. That's poor preparation. And that's most definitely what that is and why you fear calling out of work. Because when you work hard to have so many sources of income and one income starts to fail, you don't feel you don't feel that fear. You know what I'm saying? Because you know that, oh man, I got music that's making me about a couple hundred every month, a thousand or ten, whatever, making music every month. I got stock photography that's selling. I got, you know, this t-shirts, you know, that I sell online that's going through this Facebook business page that's booming, things like that. And you got to be working hard out here in these streets for real to like, not just working hard out here in the streets, like it's a hard day, work, they'll work every day. It's more so of, I feel like you got to put that tedious initial effort in the beginning to get that, the results that you want in the end. Like you work hard, you bust your ass for like a year, maybe, you know what I'm saying, a couple months, you set something up for yourself, you learn a new trade, a new skill, and you put it out there, or you create something like write a book or anything, you know what I'm saying, make some music, make an album, or just, I say even with a Christmas album, I tell people all the time, if you can sing, man, why not make a Christmas album? There's a lot of songs in the public domain. And in the public domain that are free. And if you got a song that's in the public domain, that means that you can use it legally, you know, you can license it and use it as much as you want without paying to anyone. So Jingle Bell, Silent Night, some of them songs and stuff like that, they out there for you to use, you know what I'm saying? And you can make a Christmas album, and that, if you're a singer, that could be an easy source of money, you know what I'm saying? Like, I think a lot of us think too hard about what other people are doing and things like, well, they doing this and that's too many people doing this and this and that. Too many people. It doesn't matter what other people are doing. It does not matter to what other people are doing. It's about what you're doing out here. You know what I'm saying? You gotta make your money out here in these streets. You gotta live your life. You know what I'm saying? Just cause somebody else doing it don't mean nothing, because that person can pass away and you still gonna be broke. You know what I'm saying? Like, the effects of another person have nothing to do with you. It's never not enough. I think especially, I'm gonna be real with you. For myself, and growing up poor, and I ain't gonna say poor because poor is a mindset. Growing up broke as a child, and coming from poor mindset. Come on, my father had a poor mindset, and I can say that, like, it wasn't me, but a poor mindset of you stuck in this never ending cycle of not having money and always, you know, down and out. My father didn't have multiple sources of income either. You know what I'm saying? And the type of mindset where you think that, I don't know, it's like your mind controls your movements, your everything. And I know people, you know what I'm saying, the mind is power. Power of the mind is crazy. And since I'm trying to get the word right, but y'all know what I mean, in the sense of, it's wild that what you think of can premonition come true in this world. And if you focus, you know what I'm saying, your mind can control how you move in this world and your life and things like that and what comes to you in your life. So yeah, you got to control your thoughts. You got to be able to power yourself through some of these negative situations and, you know, stay resilient and stay positive. And when you're in the good situations, stay focused, stay disciplined. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people don't speak about that, staying disciplined for real. But when we come back, we're going to keep speaking about this a little bit more. You know what I'm saying? Then we're going to move on to something else I want to speak about. And it could be touchy, but it is what it is. After this commercial break, y'all stay with me. Like I said, I'm Jonathan Dunlap. This is Mr. Whirlpool Podcast Show. Like I said, y'all can follow me on all my social media. Mr. Whirlpool, WHURLPOOL. We'll be right back after this commercial break. Good morning, we back. Good morning, we back. Yo, 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 I'm your host, JD, Jonathan Dunlap, and this is the Mr. Whirlpool Podcast Show. I appreciate y'all staying tuned in with me and coming back. My new listeners, I appreciate you all. You know what I'm saying? It's been a minute. Like I said, I'm finally back, you know, back on it, back on top of my game. Sometimes we all fall off, but you gotta get back up, you know what I'm saying? Because ain't no quit in you, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes you psych yourself out. It's all mental. And I appreciate y'all staying tuned in with me for real. This is the Mr. Whirlpool Show, WHURLPOOL. Follow me on all my social medias at Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Medium.com, Twitch.tv, and Twitch.tv. And on Instagram, YouTube, Jonathan Dunlap, JonathanDunlap. And we back at it. So earlier I was speaking about why do we fear calling out of work. And I told y'all, as simple as that. You don't have other sources of income set up. You're not making money else away from your job. You know what I'm saying? Even if your job is your primary source and your major source of income, I look at it like this. You should be able to make enough. You should find a way to substitute that money that you're making in that job with other sources of income collectively. Right, so let's say your primary source of income brings you $4,000 a month, $5,000 a month. Your other sources of income should be bringing you $5,000 a month total as well. You know what I'm saying? So you should be like $10,000 a month. But the thing about it is, you're living within your means of $5,000 a month by your primary job. So the other five that you're getting, you're stacking that five. You know what I'm saying? You're putting that five back in the bank, saving that five, getting ready for that vacation or rainy days, or just preparing yourself for retirement, you know what I'm saying? And things like that. And it's crazy that, the older you get, the more you think about those things, because you got to think about those things. And you got to stack that money. So, yeah, you need to, find a way of replacing that income. Like, say, if it's through any way, art, music, whatever, you know what I'm saying? You pick up a hobby, a skill, a trade, or something. Cutting hair, it doesn't matter. You got to figure out a way of replacing this first primary source of income, so that you don't have to worry about calling out of work. And if you fear calling out of work, get your new job, because I feel like you should be able to move as you please. You know what I'm saying? Like, we shouldn't be slaves to these jobs and slaves to the dollar. You know what I'm saying? You need to free yourself by working hard, create other source of income so you can free yourself. This is what, I do these things I do for. Like I said, a podcast show, Twitch.tv, YouTube, Medium, writing blogs. It's just so much. You know what I'm saying? And hopefully write or finish a book one day. Like, I got to get on my A-game and finish my book. And that's just, for me. And, I got music coming out. Like I said, record my first song soon. And two songs, actually. So I have music coming out. Like I said, if it ain't... Hey, I'm working hard just because I want to replace these sources of income. I want to have more than one source of income. I want to have more than enough money so I don't have to worry about calling out a job or needing a job or career. Like, this will be my life. I'm saying, I think we just got to get that mindset of abundance and having more. So with that being said, I'm going to end that conversation right there on that. And I'm going to talk about this one right here. So transgender in women's sports. I don't really speak about this stuff too much because the LBG, KABC 123 community, they real uptight. And but transgenders in sports, women's sports, I don't believe in it. You know what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, man, you still got those same genetic linings of a man or a male. You know what I'm saying? And it's like a male competing in, male, like LeBron competing in women's sports, man. We already had this conversation. That's a no-go, especially in the high school level. You know what I'm saying? Like, maybe adult, whatever world allow it, but in high school level, like, I got daughters. So if they go in the high school run track, I don't want them competing with boys. You know what I'm saying? That's not fair. Athletic lining is completely different. You know what I'm saying? The genetics completely written completely different. And if you don't consider yourself a boy and you're taking the medicine, things like that, it still does not take away from the fact that that is who you were born and who, shit, God made you. You know what I'm saying? And the genetic line is that, and you can see it all the time. Like, these transgenders breaking female records and all across the country in the high school, as far as like athletic wise, and like, come on now. Like, it's not fair. I think transgenders should have their own separate category of, like, if it's a track and field, hey, transgender, I ain't gonna say put them in a category of transgender weight, because you got the boys, track meet, the boys 100, girls 100, then you got another name for transgender, so I don't want to say transgender so it could be stand out, but that's what it is, the transgender race. You know what I'm saying? It'd be 100 meter dash and things like that. So you be racing someone of you. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm not jigging with that. I know it's crazy. I know it might be messed up to say, but I'm not jigging with that. But now we live in a, it's a conversation that we gotta have. I mean, And let's speak about NCAA as well, because I know I don't want to speak too much about that. I just how I felt about the situation. I don't want to get too much into it because, you know, that situation uptight. But let's speak about another situation. NCAA is bringing out the football game back now. You know what I'm saying? I know they're going to try to bring out the basketball game soon. They bring back the football game. The NCAA 14, whatever, it was like, you know, college football. They ready to get back out. Sports game or whatever. Now, my biggest question is, are they going to pay these athletes? I'm tired of college athletes wasting their lives in college, not getting paid. I went through that phase. I see what it's doing. I see the game they're playing and how it's free money. You know what I'm saying? Free millions of dollars every year. Billions of dollars every year. Free. Billions of dollars every year. And it's like, they gonna pay these athletes? They gonna stop trying to use these athletes and take from them and not give and mess them over? You know what I'm saying? Like, come on now. Like, these dudes, these athletes, women and males, go in here and get their lives and stuff. And yes, for the opportunity to make money, but we live in a reality of the world. When you become an adult, I'm for real, man. And that's why I think, like I said, them getting paid for their likeness is all fine and dandy, whatever, but you're not going to put them on no game and then not try to pay them. That's their likeness. You know what I'm saying? I probably can't say that word right. I don't know why. But that's their likeness. And, you putting their faces on covers and you putting their names on jerseys and games and you putting their stats and all this other stuff and blah, 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 this, blah, 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 that. And you're not paying them. And it's like, you pay them something. You pay them, you know, $3 a game or some shit, a check or whatever, 3 cents, whatever, per play. You know what I'm saying? Like, streaming play. You know what I'm saying? I feel like the world we live in, they finessed us and finessed the poor and the ignorant of money. And it's like, and it's crazy because I'm telling you, it's disrespectful. It's disrespectful, but it's true. In this world, and for my black people, my black men and women, they will disrespect you. They will disrespect you. They believe you're stupid. For real, they believe you're stupid that you don't know money and that they can fuck you over. They believe you're stupid. So they gonna try you on all levels. Of to the point of, we're gonna see what we can get away with. You know what I'm saying? And they will try that to see what they can get away with by keep constantly, like, let's say, instance, not paying you the money that you owe. You know what I'm saying? And or, you know, running you over, see what they can get away with. Like, can we get away with making millions of dollars on this dude back and him not making a dime? You know what I'm saying? And then you're going to have other white boys representing them that's, oh, I'm a player too. I'm Tim Tebow. You know what I'm saying? I'm a player too. And my jersey was number one seller and I didn't need money. Tim Tebow, bro, you white, bro. You come from I ain't going to say rich background, but a well-off background where you were straight in life. You know what I'm saying? You can't tell these little black boys and black girls how to feel about money. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, I had said this before on this podcast before, but I had a friend. Shout out to my homie Agunu, from Africa, black, real small, real intelligent. You know what I'm saying? And even in the military, they try you like you stupid because you black, and that shit crazy as hell. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, no matter what, people try you like you stupid. Sometimes it's based off your status or based off your rank. They might think that you're not intelligent, like you don't know no better. Like, sometimes, like, you, like, have to check them because, like, bro, I'm this age. I've been out here in this world this long, but you're not going to play me on money. You know what I'm saying? My homie Maguno told me one time, he was like, he was like, man, give me the check and let me do the thinking. You know what I'm saying? That's real stuff. Like, it's like, no, I don't need you to think for me. Give me my money and let me do the thinking. You know what I'm saying? I ain't saying he was saying that to me. He wasn't saying that to me, but he was telling me that is how he, you know, telling people, try to tell him how to think about money, move around and stuff like that. Man, give me my money and tell me how, let me do the thinking. You know what I'm saying? And that's how I feel like you got to look at your life. You know what I'm saying? You can't let people make decisions on you with your money, with your life and stuff. You know what I'm saying? Like, give me my time. Let me do the thinking. Give me my energy. Let me do the thinking. Give me my money. Let me do the thinking. You know what I'm saying? You got to think for yourself. And these athletes in college, like I said, they keep them trying to think for these dudes and tell them what they can and can't do. Like I said, you got to go to classes and be all, you know, pass these classes and and then compete. Man, that shit the stupidest stuff ever. Like, you don't do that in the NBA. You don't do that in no league around the world. You know what I'm saying? Bro, you got to pass a class in order to play. That's stupid as hell. You know what I'm saying? What does me passing the class anything do with my athletic ability? You know what I'm saying? The time and hours I put into this sport and this game, y'all telling me I can't compete because of fucking class? You know what I'm saying? Because I got an F or a D on this bullshit-ass paper from this bullshit-ass teacher, from this bullshit-ass class. You know what I'm saying? Like, education is needed to an extent of what it's needed for. What if you need it for something, then it's useful. Then it's, if it's not, it's not useful. You know what I'm saying? I don't need certain things if I don't need them. I don't need biology if I don't need biology. You know what I'm saying? Finance. If I need finance, I need finance at the time. If I don't, I don't. But I don't need you telling me how to think and, you know, how to move with my money. That shit's stupid. And I'm real sensitive about that situation. You know, college, y'all know how I am. I speak about this all the time. And like I said, with them bringing out NCAA, it really just spiked my nerve because it's like, y'all gonna pay these athletes? Hmm? Y'all gonna pay these athletes? Like, for real. And like I said, yeah, you gotta have a Floyd Mayweather mindset out here, for real. Like, for real, like, about your money. You know what I'm saying? A P. Diddy mindset. You know what I'm saying? About the money, get the money. I ain't trying to hear all that. You know what I'm saying? Get the money. Get to the money. You know what I'm saying? You cutting the check? Or you just talking? Anyways. You know what I'm saying? Anyways. Keep moving. But now, I'm going to end it right there, y'all. Appreciate you all staying tuned in with me. Like I said, it's Beautiful Friday, February 5th, 2021. Like I said, we back at it. We back strong. Mr. Whirlpool is back. Jonathan Dunlop is back. JD is back. And it's my show. And we going home. Not home, but we going strong. And we going to make it happen. Like I said, we'll be back for more. I did a special guest episode recently with one of the homies. Technical difficulties, so I didn't get to put it out here. But that was earlier this week or last week, this weekend or whatever, man. It was great. But we're going to get some more special guests on here. And, we're going to get back to it. Like I said, more gaming, more YouTube, more Twitch. Everything's coming out live. But you all stay tuned with me for new episodes. Like I said, I'll be back. And I might post an episode tomorrow just to make up for the time I missed. So we're going to get back strong, man. But you all stay blessed, stay strong. Follow me on social media, Mr. Whirlpool, WHURLPOOL. And that's Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, medium.com, and twitch.tv. Then hit that subscribe notification button on YouTube. It's Jonathan Dunlop, JonathanDunlap. And hit that notification button. Leave a review, a positive review, and leave a thumbs up for the algorithm. It really helps me to get my views out there and people to see my message. And or just my gameplay or just my funny videos. You never know, my reaction videos, anything. You know what I'm saying? If you enjoy it, share it with your friends and family. I appreciate y'all tuning in. Stay blessed.